What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Serious Angler Podcast, powered by our friends over X2 Power Batteries. If you've missed part one to this show, check out the recent episode with Justin Hamner. We talked about a bunch of different things, but also catching an 11-pound largemouth on Lake Fork during a live Bassmaster event. He was literally live, caught that thing on a jerkbait. Was pretty wicked, cool story behind it. And talked about some secrets of trying to catch bigger bass than everybody else in a big bass factory. But nonetheless, amazing show with Justin. Make sure you guys tune into that one. Definitely was really good insight there. But today's show is part two from our live stream from this week. We had on Tyler Berger from Bass Fishing HQ, as well as Kobe Koenig from Wired to Fish, two media juggernauts, for a little jerkbait bracket challenge. And what we're going to do is determine which of these, of the list of jerkbaits we have, which you'll see here in a minute, we think is the best one. So it's going to be pretty cool. And then at the end or throughout this, if you want to check any of these out, I got links to them all down below where you guys can go check them out at Omnia Fishing. Feel free to use code SERIOUS10 if you want to save 10% on any of them, if you'd like to put them in your cart, as well as some of the new Blackfish gear that dropped this week as well. Some new sun pants, colors of the sun hoodies, sun shirts. Check them out. And once those get on Omnia, we'll drop links to those too, but we'll send you straight to the Blackfish gear page, seeing as though they literally dropped on Monday. But let's get into today's episode. It's going to be a fun one, and we'll talk to you guys at the end of the show. All right. We are back, and we are going to dive into our part two of the show, the Jerkbait Bracket Challenge. And let's bring him on here one at a time. And being that he's never been on the show yet, we'll give him his time to shine here. He's a good pal of mine from Minnesota, Mr. Kobe Koenig. What's going on, dude?
What's up, boys? How's it going?
Good evening.
What's going on, man? Are you coming live from Wired to Fish HQ?
Yep, hard at work here.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Hard at work or hardly working?
Well, yeah, depends on how you look at it.
What are you doing 8 p.m. still working? You freaking grinding away or what?
No, I'm actually making a 30 spot for my dad. He's got an open house boat show in a couple weeks, so he's got me working overtime.
Yeah. Okay. So he's got
you getting paid for this. Yeah.
Yeah. No overtime. No nothing.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. That's good. Well, dude. For this, obviously, I needed somebody that one has fished a bunch of different baits, and one, thank you because it was total last minute. I think it was an hour and a half ago. I maybe texted you like, "Hey, any chance you're free tonight?" Because we had a couple guests bail, and I'm like, "Dude, I need somebody that knows a bunch of baits and knows their stuff because." I think he kind of been flying under the radar. If anybody from Minnesota knows, is that if they see Kobe pull up to the ramp, there's going to be some trouble. But so it's going to be one. It's good. Finally get you on the show, but two, I appreciate you hopping in here, and it's going to be fun doing a little bracket challenge with you.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Thank you. So let's bring in our second guest for tonight. A good friend of the show, no stranger, Mr. Tyler Berger. What's going on, dude?
Hey, how's it going?
Good man.
Yeah. Sorry if I sound a little congested. It's because I am and have been running 103 fever for like 6 days. So,
jeez, yeah. You got that bit.
You could have said no to coming on the show. You could have been like, hey, dude, I feel
like I got ibuprofen in me, so I'm good to go now. So it's lower. It's under 100 at least right now.
Oh, jeez.
So we're good.
So, the things you sent me today, were you fishing day through all that?
Yeah.
Yeah. We got two grinders on here, Andy.
Well, today was like a rare, like usually I always have a video camera on me of some sort, GoPro. And sometimes like I had like a 2 hour time block where I couldn't start on a new project because it was like not enough time. And I'm like, I just want to go fish and like no camera stuff. And so that's what I did. And then I was like, dang it, I wish I had a camera. You know, because you catch a couple, or I had a couple of really good mega live shots that I could have got, and I'm like, didn't get them, but you know how it is.
Always happens. Always. You'd think that I'd be around a camera, but I can't stand around a camera.
No, they're the worst.
Not when I'm fishing.
Yeah. They are the worst.
Yeah, I didn't even think about it until literally it hit me just now, but we got two freaking media powerhouses in the bass fishing space right here. If you guys follow Wired Fish at all, there's a good chance the bulk of what you're seeing is from Kobe right here, and we've shared a boat a good time or two. I think you definitely enjoy the time when you don't have to run a GoPro. You just
kick back. Yeah, you go on the boat. You do.
Yep. Exactly.
You guys know, seriously though, really quick for the Wired to Fish team, getting to work with you guys the past couple of years through work stuff. It is incredible. The team of grinders you guys have putting together, like between you and Nick and Kyle, like you guys freaking get after it.
Kind of have to in this line of work, seems like. I mean, especially where we're located. I mean, up in northern Minnesota, we're a bit isolated from the rest of the bass fishing world, and down in the southeast for the most part. So we're always on the road and, yeah, getting after it. But, no, it's been a pleasure working with you over the last couple of years.
Well, yeah, and for people that may not know, you're a giant fish head, and it takes a lot of, I think, patience and willpower for any of us to sit back all day with a camera and not even make a single cast. Yeah. Like, I still remember the first trips with like you and Nick. I'm sitting there, I'm like, dude, are you sure you don't want to fish like a little bit? You're like, oh no, I gotta film this. And I'm like, power to you, man. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Eat me alive.
Yeah, those do make the best cameraman though. The big fish heads though, because they know what people want to see, because they're wanting to watch it, you know. So it does make for the best camera guy.
Yeah, and you kind of need an eye for it as well, just to kind of anticipate what's going on. I can see how somebody who's not familiar with it could get super behind the eight ball, you know, and miss a jump or, you know, miss this or that, not get what the viewer wants to see. So that's definitely beneficial, I think.
I think my new drinking game will be when I watch Brandon Polinick's channel and the amount of times he complains that Kyle misses a shot because he's doing something different.
It's not the easiest thing.
Seriously, it's not. Especially when you're thinking about how long of a day it is. I mean, shoot. Yeah, but at least like you guys get to go on some pretty dang cool trips, I will say that.
Definitely.
I don't know what the career path looks like, but that's definitely setting you up at least to be pretty well-rounded angler-wise.
Yeah, I enjoy it. Especially up where we're at, multi-species is huge. So, yeah. I'm sure we'll dive into that a bit, too, with the jerkbait stuff, because it's not just bass that we're targeting with the jerkbaits.
Right. I mean, you guys do content from, like, lakers and walleyes to ice.
Everything.
Yeah. Heck yeah, man. Well, so here's what we're going to do. So I have, right now, I have 10 different jerkbaits in a bracket here. So what I've learned through doing this a couple times, we had this new concept for 2024, adding a second part here where it's more like we'll do a little bit of like learning and like bass fishing talk, but we're gonna have some more fun with it. But I learned through the glide bait episode we did that I should probably run the baits by our guests first, being that they're the more experts than I am. So I'm
gonna show you guys to add some as well.
Like, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to show them the list and be like, hey, is there any glaring ones that I have missed? Because if people that know me, I'm not the biggest tackle junkie. I'm really easy a guy to sell tackle to, but like I don't know everything that exists. So I'm going to share screen the bracket that we have here. And you guys tell me, hey, moron, add this to the bracket before we get started. So let me bring this up here. All right. Can you guys see that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so to read down through for the MP3 folks is we have, in no particular order, I'm going to randomize this before we get started, but we got the Berkeley Stunner, the Vision 110, Yozuri's 3DB jerkbait, the Duo Realis jerkbait, we got the Strike King KVD Elite, the Spro McStick, Rapala's new Maverick, Smithwick Rogue, Shimano World Minnow, and then the Lucky Craft Pointer. What am I missing? If any.
Oh boy.
I feel like 13 have one.
A loco special.
That in there. Cause I know some a lot of guys use that in Florida, it sounds like.
Yep.
How do you spell that? Is it C O or K O?
Like that. Yep.
Loco special. All right. Anything else I'm missing? Off the top of mind. Let's see. In the chat, too, guys, feel free to throw that out. Jackal. Yeah. Oh, Jackal. Wow. Oh, my gosh. That's what a horrible one to miss.
People probably say Jackal. People probably say Sixth Sense Provoke.
Yeah,
I think that's on there.
I literally have that on my list, and I didn't add it to the bracket. This is where I was talking about me running late. This is what happens.
Right, you can kind of go JDM, do like an OSP Verona. Verona? Did I say that right? V-A-R-U-N-A? Is that it?
You say it however you want.
Yeah. There you go.
What is it?
Verona. I don't know how to spell it.
This is what happens when you like are super last minute on these things.
Yeah.
OSP. Wait.
I know such.
All right, I got it. There we go.
Yeah. I was pretty close.
I know a bunch of guys actually use that and don't talk about it. All right. So we got 14 different jerk baits in there. Is there anything else we're missing here?
I mean, oversized jerk baits. A lot of guys are throwing a Kanata.
I try to keep it like to that 110.
110. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I mean, I see you got the 110 SP. I got a 130 in front of me. I know a lot of guys are throwing this too.
It definitely seems like that is a trend.
Yeah. Yep.
Hashtag idea for content for Wired to Fish and Bass Fishing HQ. And Lure Lab, Andy. JK.
I'm trying to think of.
I think we're good there.
I think almost every brand has a jerk bait, but I feel like those are.
Oh, then you have the new Bill Lewis scope stick.
Yeah, this thing.
Yeah.
Should we add that?
I wasn't going to add it just because of my experience, but that's.
That sounds
Have you thrown that? I haven't even thrown. We have some in the back, but I haven't thrown it.
I have thrown it a little bit. I mean, it's a bigger profile jerk bait. They say you're supposed to be able to see it better on the scope, but I feel like it's not substantial. So, a little taller than anything.
We'll randomize the crap out of this thing. Andy, tell me stop.
Stop.
Okay. So we're going to rock with.
Who got to buy?
Who got to buy? You got Duo and Six Sense.
That's a pretty rough buy.
Yeah. I think if.
The Provoke ain't bad.
The Provoke's good. I do like the Provoke.
Big fan.
All right. So it's pretty simple, but just for everybody that's tuning in, it's their first time doing a bracket challenge or whatever. I think you guys kind of get the gist, but we'll go through with each of these. And basically it's between Ty, you, Kobe, and Andy, between the three. So we have a vote that can beat the tiebreaker. We'll go through and at the end for each matchup, and we'll obviously at the end have a final winner. So it'll be interesting to see the different matchups we have. Feel free to dive into why you think one's better than the other. But I think what we'll do is the idea throughout this is just simple fish catchability. Like whether that's just numbers, we're not going after like fish that or baits that might catch bigger fish, just simple your confidence in that bait over another to simply go out and just catch a bass. Does that work for you guys?
Sure.
Cool. All right. Let's kick this thing off. Let me zoom in here for people. Can I get rid of it? Oh, here we go. There we go. Now we're talking. All right. So let's start off. We have the bye. Six Sense gets the first round bye. So we'll start with the ninth seed and the A seed. We got the Jackal Re-Range versus the OSP Varuna. Ty, we'll go with you. We'll work up from bottom to top.
So I'll make this particular one easy for me because I don't have any experience with the OSP bait. So I have thrown the Jackal Revenge. So I'm going to have to go with that because it's just the one that I like the best. I like a lot of Jackal baits, but I also like a lot of OSP baits. But I'm going to go with the Revenge.
All right. Kobe?
I'm in the same boat. I have not thrown that OSP. That Re-Range, obviously, castability is huge with a jerk bait. That one has great castability. So just for that reason alone, I'll go with the Re-Range.
I think Re-Range wins the bracket for giving you the amount of heart attacks in a day thinking you've broken something.
I'll never forget.
Yeah, it's a little scary. Maybe that's a negative, Re-Range. Yeah.
I remember the first time I threw that thing, dude. I was like, damn it, I just broke this new rod. And I'm like, wait, what is going on here?
Like, I think Megabass even has like that LBO technology that makes a similar noise, but it's more dull.
It's nothing like the Re-Range. The Re-Range is, it's frightening.
It sounds like your line is like snapping or something every single cast.
I'll never forget the first cast. And it feels weird too, because you can almost feel it if you have a sensitive enough stick, you can almost feel that weight transfer jump as you cast. It's a really weird feeling. But yeah.
What's your vote for it, Andy?
Re-range. I love the re-range, especially when the water gets warmer.
Yeah, I know a few guys that are diehard re-range fans. They'll throw it over everything. Like Zach Hall, who catches the living crap out of him. Big re-range guy. Okay, we got the fifth seed against the 12th seed here. We got the Spro McStick versus the Yozuri. We got Ty.
You know, to me, I think the Spro McStick is going to be my vote here. These ones are, I feel like, fairly close, in my opinion. The big thing with the Spro is I feel like it's been around so long that people kind of forgot about it. You know, it really was. I'd love to know what the date was that Mike McClellan like came up with that. But it's
been like 2011. It was my second or third year tournament fishing, yeah. And I had some McSticks, and they worked good.
Yeah, this. I actually brought one out right here. I mean, this thing is chewed. Oh, I mean, man. It's this thing like to this. Up here. Well, to this day, if I can't get bit on any other jerkbait, I still pick the Spro up, this one right here, even though it's because I have caught so many dang fish off this bait, and I don't even know what it is, like action-wise, if it's that much different than most jerkbaits. It doesn't seem to be, as far as the action in it. The weight transfer is decent. You know, I don't think it's the top end, but I think it's decent, so I'm going with Spro.
That bait you got there, Ty, is nearing that point in its bait's life where you might need to hang it up because it's
on frame, like yeah, glass frame.
It's so sad. It's so sad.
How many fish do you think you caught on that one bait alone?
I don't know, dude. This was, I mean, I guarantee I've had this since it came out. Like, I think this is one of the first jerk baits that I can remember buying and being like, oh, I spent a lot of money on a jerk bait. I don't even know what these are now. I haven't bought one for a while, but like, what are they? $10? $12?
I think they're $15.99 now. When they came out, they were $12.99 in 2011. Okay.
And I remember thinking like, holy cow, I spent some like Lucky Craft type money on this particular jerk bait. But I have also went swimming for this jerk bait like on a couple of docks. So.
On a couple occasions,
don't blame you. Yep.
Well, so the McStick right now, original price is $14.99, but fun fact for folks, it's on sale for $10.29 on Omnia Fishing right now.
Oh, now I need to go buy some.
Let's go.
There you go. Link is down below if you want to go grab it. All right, what you got, Kobe?
I'm also gonna go with the McStick, proven fish catcher. We've used it a lot for smallmouths, cold water recently. I brought a second monitor here. I do have it pulled up.
Let me blow you up here.
Off this.
Oh, some good action.
So you can know it doesn't have as much side to side action as some other jerkbaits on the market. It's more just straightforward, and then it does have a bit of a rise. But it seems like in the colder water, less side to side action can be better. Whether I don't know if they just don't want to hunt as much or if they just want something kind of pulled straight ahead, but McStick. I have thrown the 3DB a little bit as well. But I would say I have thrown the McStick more and caught more fish on it.
See, people, this is what happens when you get the best of the best media guys. He literally has a recording of the McStick underwater ready to go.
I have underwater some most of these baits. I think we got like 300 jerk bait clips. So maybe I'll pull up a couple more as we go through.
So who has to volunteer as tribute for the cold water underwater filming for you guys?
We're in rotation.
Yeah. It's not an intern thing. You don't make the newbies go do it.
Yeah, no, that used to be my job. I've upgraded since then. No, I still have to go out plenty. Well, actually, I think we actually have to go film underwater tomorrow. So we'll see if we can find tomorrow? Some open water. Yeah,
in Minnesota.
Yeah, we have some open water creeks and stuff that we'll have to go film underwater.
What do you got? Cold. The wire to fish scuba class? Like what?
You got Kyle certified. Yeah, Kyle certified. I'm not. But
so.
Wet suited up, baby. Let just
yeah, exactly. No, we'll just be in waders. We'll be in like 3-4 feet.
I'm gonna call Todd tomorrow. Todd's actually been on Business of the Bass Boat before. and just be like, hey, what is a job opening at Wired to Fish look like? What are the requirements? Ability to film, edit, and hold breath underwater? Like,
yeah, what is... pretty much.
That's awesome. All right, Andy, round us out.
McStick. I used to throw them all the time before I decided to spend $25 on a Vision 110. So, and they've caught tons of smallmouth for me.
Justin Hamner is a Yozuri guy. We're going to get some hate for no love for the Yozuri, which it does catch him and Birch throw that pretty good. Also, I know.
Isn't that
I want to get somebody that's thrown the OSP before, because I know there's a handful of guys that are jerkbait boys that throw
clients that fishes the GMR in Ohio throws the OSP Verona a lot. He likes it a ton.
I think Cobb won the Lake Fork tournament years ago with, in part because of that bait. And now you got Hamner with the third place. So maybe it's a Lake Fork bait.
Yeah. I didn't know that. I didn't know that he was throwing an OSP back then.
Oh, not the OSP.
Sorry. Went right over my head. All right. Next round, we got the 4th seed with a 13th seed. We got the Arapahoe Maverick against the 13 Fishing Loco Special.
Same company.
Going against each other. You know. What you got, Ty?
So this one, I'm just going to have to trust you guys, because I have not fished either of these. I have not fished either of these, so I can't say either one. Maverick is my son's name, so, you know.
Yeah. Kobe might be the only one that's thrown these.
Yeah.
I've thrown one of them.
Okay. I've fished both of them quite a bit. Loco Special, Wheeler and Connell really like it. What was that? Was that can't remember. A couple years ago, what lake was that?
Harris?
No. Why am I blanking here? Alabama Georgia line.
Oh,
Eufaula. Connell won a tournament on the Loco Special on Eufaula.
Was it Redcrest, the one he won?
It might have been. Yeah.
So he's got $300,000 on that bait.
Yeah. Yeah, so I know that those guys really like it. I haven't fished that one quite as much as I've fished the Maverick. Fished the Maverick quite a bit over the last couple of years. And those guys really like it as well. It's got just a typical jerkbait action. I don't think there's any like outlining specialties about it. It's just this really solid jerkbait. They got pretty sweet colors. I actually have one in the box right here for anybody that has not seen one before.
Yeah.
Super sticky trebles on it. Comes with red line trebles.
They got the new red lines on them?
Yep, they do. I think those Loco Specials came with triple grips, I want to say.
I believe
so. So both have solid trebles on them, but I'd probably gear towards the Maverick, just having fished it a little bit more, but that Loco Special I know has got some bass as well.
Have you seen the Loco Special under the water?
Yeah.
I got to imagine with the name Loco, like, I feel like what that means, crazy in Spanish or something. I don't know. Yeah. I feel like it should be shooting all over the place, but I'm just curious.
And I'll tell you, like, I have a buddy that has whooped me with a Loco Special when I've gone out fishing with him.
Really?
And I'm just
like, Kobe, was your vote for Maverick then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to have to break the tie, Bailey, because I'm going Loco Special just because I've seen its power.
Ooh.
Well, that thing moves. Oh, no. That was just a camera.
Oh, yeah. And it's got the shimmy.
It's got good shimmy.
Yeah, so that's a bit more side-to-side action than like that mixed stick.
That looks like a stun of sink rate.
This one looks like a slow sink. Yeah. It could also just be the angle of the camera, but yeah, so a bit more side to side action.
Yeah. Huh. All right, Ty, do you got any horse in the race on either of these?
I mean, like I said, I haven't fished either of them, so I mean, I like hearing the stories about the baits, but I can't say one or another.
Is a 13 Do you guys know, is that a sinking? I've never thrown that one.
I don't remember.
I don't think it is.
I don't think it's marketed as that, no.
Well, I'm going to throw my vote then at the Maverick, because I'm, since the whole Hank Cherry spiel on a sinking or slow sinking jerkbait, I'm kind of on board with that. And just also just being able to reach certain depths that some other jerkbaits can't if they're floating.
Yeah.
I'm kind of on board with that train.
Well, according to our boys over at Berkeley, though, they said that there's actually no such thing as a suspending jerkbait. So all these jerkbaits that are labeled this way, you know, they know the exact temperature of the water. They know the exact weight of the hooks when they put them on and all that stuff. But as soon as that changes, as soon as you throw a big cast with fluorocarbon on, like, they're all going to have a lot of times sinking action to them. So
it's actually insane, like, what paint will do to a jerkbait. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah. I think that's something that people don't really think about. That's like super nitty gritty. And it's crazy how something like that, where you just pick the one wrong one, and it can change your whole purchasing behavior of buying a whole brand's line of jerkbait.
Or you buy five of the same color and all five of them run differently, no matter what brand you buy.
Yeah.
Because that happens a lot too.
It's the unique part about it. Those are the ones that get bit.
Yeah. All right. So this next one is actually pretty interesting. We got, I guess, kind of a old school, new school. Smithwick might be the only one in this entire bracket that doesn't come good with stock hooks right off the get-go. But we got third seed against the 14th seed with the Megabass Vision 110 versus the Smithwick Rogue. This will be an interesting one. What you got, Ty?
So to me, these two baits are just kind of vastly different. And when I think of the Smithwick Rogue a lot, I mean, they have a suspending version. They also have like a floating version that I probably have fished the most is the floater. It casts like crap for the most part, but
helicopter.
Yeah, that thing catches some serious fish. Like to me, it's a warm water type bait. I'm going to work it pretty fast. And then you have the Vision 110. I mean, good Lord, that's gotta be the Cinco of these baits here. Like that's gotta be the one that's caught the most fish. And to me, it's hard because they're actually more like, I feel like I just fish them differently, but I'm going to go with the Vision 110. I mean, it's a bait I literally have tied on all the time anymore. And so I do have some Smithwicks laying around. But yeah, I'm going with Vision 110.
We got a comment here from Anthony Geist. It says Smithwick cast on top of the stick.
You need a good back breeze to carry that thing any distance, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
All right, Kobe, what you got?
I'm also going to go with the Vision 110. The Smithwick, I don't know if it's a little bit before my time or what. I haven't thrown it all that much. I've just shot a couple underwaters of it. I know how effective it has been over the years, especially in southern fisheries, Texas, Oklahoma, Florida. Guys really like it. Is it because it's a bigger bait, bigger profile, or the action? I don't know, but I throw 110 personally. I know a lot of guys down south have actually started to get away from the 110s just because everybody's been throwing them. But up here, Minnesota, we have Cheeto eaters, so they still like it.
Cheeto eaters that eat a $25 bag of Cheetos. Mm-hmm. Love it.
The Pike do too. The Pike will love them.
Oh yeah, love them here in New York as well.
Yeah.
That the undeniable. First time I heard Cheeto eaters, it was Brad Rutherford from Pure Fishing. We went up to Spirit Lake because we were touring the Berkeley lab. He goes, "Hey, want to go fish for some Cheeto eaters later?" And I'm like, Cheeto eaters, what are you talking about? He goes, northern fish with their Cheeto eaters, they eat anything. And I'm like, oh, okay,
that makes hilarious sense.
Glad that's a Minnesota thing too.
Yeah.
All right, Andy, round us out here.
Unanimously, it has to be a 110 because I have more 110s in my box, but I do have some very fond memories of throwing a rattling rogue, suspending rattling rogue, that I think my first two tournament fish I ever caught came on a Smithwick rattling rogue. Ooh. So Yeah, like I have some really good memories. The old chrome black with the orange belly. It's a good color. Hmm.
Oh, yeah. Are they pretty loud? The rattling? No.
And they're not. I don't feel like they're as loud. Like that's. Can you hear that?
Yeah. No, I would say that's not too terrible actually.
Compared to some of these other baits.
Some jerk baits are just so freaking loud.
Yeah. I don't think anything beats a rearrange. Yeah. I don't know if there's one that tops that. But all right. So it's definitely been a pretty straightforward bracket thus far. We haven't had any tiebreakers needed just yet. So we'll see on this next one. We got the 11th versus 6th. We got the Strike King KVD Elite versus the Lucky Craft Pointer. Ty, what you got?
So this one's a little bit difficult for me again because of it. Like when I think of Lucky Craft Pointer, the one that I like is the 100. It's a little bit smaller, two hooked version. And I've caught a lot of fish on that one when it's like, you know, here in Ohio and we're targeting small fish a lot. I feel like that thing is, I've caught so many fish on that. So that's what I'm thinking of when I think of the Lucky Craft Pointer, not their bigger three hooked version.
Which is what, the 128, I think, is their three hooked one?
I think that's yeah. Right. So, but the Strike King KVD, I mean, that's a bait that's just like, I don't know, it's standard, it's inexpensive as far as jerk bait goes. It's like, there's so many Strike King products that I tell people, like, if you're getting into fishing, just pick up a Strike King because they're not that expensive and you can catch fish on them. And obviously, I mean, how much money has Van Dam won on a jerk bait? I mean, so man, it's hard to me with these ones. I'm not gonna lie. I got the pointer in my head, so I'm just gonna say pointer, because I'm thinking of that little pointer 100.
All right, Kobe, what you got?
I'm gonna go with the Strike King KVD. That's just kind of what I grew up fishing, similar to what Tyler said. Just a great price point jerkbait. You know, as a kid growing up, that was before I started spending my life savings on 110s. That's what I would buy. Yeah. Yep. That guy right there. It's just solid. There's nothing too difficult about it. Cast good enough. They have both a deep and a shallow version, which I really liked. It's a solid jerkbait for not a whole lot of money. So that's where my confidence is at here.
Was that the Sexy Shack color too, Ty?
No, this is it's like an olive back shad, I think it's called. It has more of that greenish hue. I can't remember the exact color of it. But yeah.
This guy's got every single jerk bait on hand right now.
Yeah, I was gonna say, he's got all the baits on hand. You got all the freaking media clips from underwater. So that happens when you get the media armada from the fishing industry on one of these deals.
I love it.
Let's see. Oh boy, we got some of my college buddies getting in the chat here. You guys can enjoy that. Oh boy. They can enjoy that.
That's good.
Yeah. All right, Andy, break the tiebreaker here.
I have more experience with a pointer, especially like when I think of it. I have the deep diving version of them right here in my hand. I got Sexy Shag colored and then like this all bone pearled one. I've caught quite a few fish on as well. Yeah. I love pointers. Along with the Rogue, the pointer was like, I think, the second jerkbait I ever owned. And I've probably caught just as many fish on a pointer as I have a 110. So, and then you could even add in like a Stazy, which is that same Lucky Craft line, which is a really good northern jerkbait that gets down there.
That one.
All right. First tiebreaker we've had to have. All right. On to the 7th and the 10th seed. We got the Shimano World Minnow and the Berkley Stunna. What you got, Ty?
I don't have a tremendous amount of experience with the Shimano bait. I have thrown it, but not a lot. More or less, it was rigged up on someone else's rod, and I picked it up just to feel it. So I'm going to have to go with the Berkley 110. I mean, the Stunna. I mean, it's been probably my number one jerkbait over the last 2-3 years. Really, ever since they came out, I started using them a lot. So I'm definitely going with the Berkeley Stunna on this bait. It's just a solid bait. I like the deeper version. I use it primarily. So
was that the 112 plus one?
Yes. 112 plus one.
Now, here's the question. Are you actually throwing that blaze though?
I just got this. So this is not the one I typically throw. I throw this one. Yeah.
He's going to be a Phenom Shed or a Tennessee Shed guy.
This is, I think, the Tennessee Shed.
Oh, is that a one-eyed jack?
This is a one-eyed jack, yes.
Oh, he knows his stuff.
One-eyed jack is the deal. I've got three of them, and I love them. They're the best rod.
Yep.
All right, Kobe, what you got?
I'm also going to go with the Stunna. I'm kind of in the same boat. I haven't thrown that World Minnow a ton. It looks sweet. Concept's really cool. Surprisingly, we haven't shot any underwaters with that technology with the flash. Should probably get on that. But, yeah, that Stunna, and especially the deep version. I really like that deep version. It's got really great action. And, again, not going to, like, break the bank. Do you know what they retail? It's like 15 or 16 bucks.
It's 12.99.
I thought it was 12.99.
Is it less than? Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's a solid jerkbait for not a whole lot of money. I mean, half the price of a 110. So.
Yeah. Sorry. It's 14.99.
14. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So that flash disc, I'm actually really intrigued on that. Like one from the jerkbait stand. I've thrown it a little bit. I'm more intrigued on that from like put it in their popper. That popper they have, especially like clear water.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, like just dead stick and a popper could be. I'm thinking like spawn. You know, bloop. Spawn, yeah.
Bloop. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't talk about poppers, man.
Yeah, you and Andy get all riled up.
Right. Love popper fishing.
Yeah.
Sorry, Anthony, guys corrected us. It's not flash disc. Flash boost. That is flash the technology, boost. Not flash disc.
You're right.
Close enough.
Sorry. No, for real, thanks for the correction though.
I would like to see it underwater. I'm sure it's cool.
I think I want to say Josh Douglas has an underwater video. I don't know if that's like from Shimano or not, but like I think he shared that out a long time ago when they first dropped that. I could be wrong, but all right, round us out, Andy.
Stunna. I haven't thrown the World Minnow at all. And I picked it up in the store, like when I've walked into a store that has it, and I'm like, oh, I should put it in the cart, and then I take it back out. And I'm like, if I buy one, it's going to be the popper. Like, and then usually the popper's sitting there, and then I just forget to grab it. So,
all right, moving on to second round, we got first seed, the Sixth Sense Provoke against the Jackal Re-Range. What you got, Ty?
I'm going the Provoke on this one. Like you said, Re-Range scares you a little bit to cast it, but I mean, they both catch them. I mean, that's the thing that's going to stink about this next round. All these jerk baits catch them, but the next round we've already narrowed it down, so it is going to get a little bit more difficult. But I do like the Provoke. The colors on both these are pretty good. I do like the colors that Sixth Sense has a lot. I mean, I think that's one of their that's just one of the things they do well. So,
yeah. What you got, Kobe?
I'm going to go with the Re-Range. Not too much more to say about it. I've definitely fished the Re-Range more than I have that Provoke. I think I've only been the boat like one time with that Provoke. So, I actually have not caught a bass on it. So that's the reason I'm going with the Re-Range.
That's a good reason.
They both seem like that Provoke seems like a great jerkbait though too.
Yeah. I think if we wanted to go like full in-depth, like each junior and larger size jerkbait, I think a good honorable mention would be like that new, I'm trying to remember the model name, but it's the Provoke Junior that they have, the silent one that they just dropped. Milliken's been pumping the crap out of it, but it's, that thing's freaking legit. It kind of rivals the Vision 110 Junior Plus One. Cause that's a nasty little jerkbait too.
Are you talking about the Provoke DD 97 what or whatever it is? Yeah.
Yeah, because they have like kind of like their version of a junior.
It's a three hooked 4-inch bait, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That thing's legit.
It's hard to find a jerk bait with three hooks there that's that small.
Yeah. Yep.
So when I traditionally throw a jerk bait, the water's under like 55 degrees, and I think a Provoke just works a little bit better for me when the water's colder, so I'm going for Vogue.
So I'm laughing at these comments from my college buddies in
here. You should put your college teammates in a bracket.
Put them in a bracket. I don't know if we put that live on a podcast, but
it's good.
We got a bunch of them in here.
Oh, that's funny.
Has anybody, I've got another one. My buddy Noah says, anybody check the credibility of it? There's zero credibility. I think Kobe and Ty have the only credibility in this show.
No way.
All right, Andy. Break the tiebreaker here.
I already did. Provoke.
Oh, you did? Oh, shoot. What was it?
Provoke. Six cents. Yeah.
This is where my head's at. You got me all spun out here. All right. We got the fourth and the fifth seed. The Spro McStick versus the Rapala Maverick. So I think I've pronounced Rapala to two different ways already in the same show. What is it? What do they say it in Minnesota, Kobe? How do they say Rapala?
Rapala.
Yeah. What do you say, Ty?
I've always said Rapala.
Haven't they put out a commercial like the three different ways you can say
Rapala? Swindle's the only one that I know that says Rapala.
Rapala.
I'm so all over the board, dude. I think it's just the day of the week and I say it different.
They do have great commercials.
They do. The recent one they had with Connell and Wheeler. With
the drive-through one?
That one was pretty good. If feeding too much, he's going to go under the log.
You guys remember their like super old school one where they all prayed? Like they sat there holding their Rapalas, praying over on the side of the water before they went out. It's like, it was old school. It was a good one.
They have great billboards too here in Minnesota. Like really funny ones.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, good marketing.
I'm currently getting made fun of in the comments. Saying I got my trophies. In
You know it's bad when Anthony Geis starts jumping in.
Yeah. Well, Anthony would get along with these guys. It'd be perfect.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Ty, kick us off before we go down that rabbit hole.
I'm going with the McStick because I do not have experiments with the Rapala.
Now I forget how I even say it. I'm just gonna call it the man. I'm not gonna avoid the name.
The Rapala.
Yeah. What you got, Kobe?
I'm also gonna go with the McStick. It's just proven. That Maverick's a great bait, but McStick's won a ton of money over the years. I gotta go with that one. It's been out longer.
Yeah.
For a bait to be that old and still catching them, like special.
What do you guys know offhand what they come with hook wise? Is it gammies?
They're probably gammies,
right? Yeah, probably now.
I just don't know which one. I don't know if it's.
I know the originals when they came out, they were not the greatest, but they're probably gammies.
Black nickel round bends, probably
exactly like they all did back in 2010.
Yeah. All right, Andy, add your 2 cents to this one.
McStick.
It's not even.
I haven't thrown the Maverick, so the Rapala Maverick, I haven't thrown it yet. So, yeah, I'm just commenting on Zachary Healy. Not her comments.
Yeah, Zach's a turd. It's getting normal. All right, we got the third seed and the sixth seed. We got the Vision 110 versus the Lucky Craft Pointer.
I'm going to have to go with the Vision 110 here. It's just been so many fish caught on it, kind of like the McStick, just such a proven bait. And even though everybody owns one and they cost so much, it still catches them all the time. So,
yeah, can't argue that. Kobe?
110. Like, you can't knock with a 110. I don't know. It's so dang good. It's so dang good. And, like, not all – jerk baits are created equal. Obviously, we're going through these. We all have different experiences, but like the underwaters of a Vision 110, it's legit. It's really legit. And I like if you're just going off a regular 110 and the plus one, I would say the actions are very similar. Once you go to a plus two, actions are getting kind of weird on us a little bit.
You gotta change your whole setup. I feel like for the plus two.
Yeah, it's just totally different.
It's
totally
more of a drag with it too, and then of a snap. You have to make that plus two work.
Yep, definitely. But the 110 and plus one are, can't beat it, in my opinion.
I seriously think the junior plus one has become my favorite.
I throw the plus one junior more than anything, I would say. Kind of like what Tyler was saying. Like we're targeting smaller fish. We have smaller bait fish. Like it's the deal.
Yeah. All right, Andy. Any 2 cents?
Vision 110. It's the most. I have way too many of them.
Andy at one point was trying to be a collector. Like the guy that collects these JDM baits but doesn't throw them. One of those.
No, I threw them. I didn't care. I bought them and I threw them and I ended up selling them because I was like, oh, I can still get more. Like I bought one of each, like one to throw, one to hang on the wall. And I'm like, oh, I can get $25 more for this now that I paid for it. Fine, I'll sell it. I don't care.
Didn't you spend like $70 on one of the limited color lines of the Vision 110?
Yeah, and I think I sold it for like 110 or 120 like 2 weeks later.
It's a flipper.
Yeah,
I did flip them.
That is a thing now, I feel like.
Yeah, it's kind of worn off though because Megabass keeps re-releasing all like the really, really hard colors to get. I'm waiting for them to release some Morning Dawn, and it's gonna screw the entire collector market. It's gonna be hilarious because I don't know if you've ever tried to find a Vision 110 in Morning Dawn. They sell for like $700.
Really?
It's insane. Really?
Holy cow.
People are paying that.
Oh yeah.
Ooh, was that a like, matte perch?
No. Yeah, that thing's bad.
I like the matte skeleton shad. That's a good one. The purple, the chartreuse tip. But I just got two of those baby kingyo ones because those were selling for like $500 on the collector market, if not more. And then they released like 10,000 of them and all the prices crashed. It was kind of funny.
Gosh.
Yeah, but the color's sweet. It's
are
like,
these? Are you going to use these, or are these investments?
Oh, they're getting used. It's
going to wait till it shoots back up.
Nah, maybe one of them, but I only bought two. Yes,
I'm so simple when it comes to that. Like the whole Vision 110, like the mass amount of colors. Like I get I have a flat white, and then one or two transparent with a black or green back, and that's about all I do with jerkbaits. I just keep it so simple. So I go down that rabbit hole. Like, I don't even throw perch on jerkbaits anymore. I just
I don't know.
Like, I just lose my mind. So simple with it. I don't know. All right. We got the 10th seed and the second seed. We got the duo got the first round bye. So we got the Berkeley Stunna versus the Duo Realis 110.
So Duo got the bye, but I'm still going to go Berkeley Stunna here. I have fished the Duo. It's kind of like a bigger body bait. You know, it's kind of humped up. It definitely has a little bit different action to it, but I like the Stunna. It's like you said earlier at $12.99 and how good of a bait it is. I can't beat it.
Yeah. What you got, Kobe?
I'm going with the Duo. I haven't fished the 110 a ton, so I guess I'm going a little off the board. The 130 though, like this is the one that could, like the guys are throwing. And it's legit. Their color Duo's colors, like across the board, like soft plastics, hard baits, like everything. Their colors are so sweet. So sweet. Does have a weight transfer in it. You can sling it a mile. I do wish that they made a deeper version. That's like the one hang up. Like, I feel like I threw a deeper version of like every jerkbait way more than a shallow version. But overall, the action on the Duo is pretty darn cool. I'm gonna have to go with the Duo.
Well, they do have I'm seeing the 100 DR. The
100 DR?
Yeah, let me pull it up for you. And you share this tab instead.
You're about to cost someone some money.
Oh, they do have a deep runner. But
yeah, it's $13.99, which actually
two is hooker
than the Stunna.
Two hooker.
Why would you make a two hooker?
Really? I don't. Hey, you can put a third one on there. You can put a third treble on there.
Just strap one on the back.
Just put it on now. Put it on like right where you put your line tie.
There you go. That
yeah, one, brilliant.
Really throw off the.
Oh man. All right. Yeah, here's that one color.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Hold on. You blow you up, Andy.
That one color that was selling for insane money. It's got like a chartreuse top and a pink belly to it.
Okay. How much did you spend on that? Honestly.
What? $25.
No way.
They released them like a month and a half ago. Yeah. And then got a couple here.
This is Luke's another buddy from college. This is like the ugly stick anthem here. Bundle of white perch, 12 of natty light, and a pack of cowboy killers. You'll catch every fish in the lake.
Have a good fish fry too.
I like that. Yeah. All right. Andy, you got to break the tiebreaker here.
Stunna. I haven't thrown the duo at all.
What a lackluster tiebreaker.
It's one of those ones that I'm always like, I'm going to buy this. And then I take it out of my cart. But I need to buy more jerk baits to figure out.
I need to get that big one.
Yeah.
Well, Andy, I think you need to go shallower than 50 feet on Lake Erie to go catch him on it.
Oh, there's places to catch him on it. Don't you worry.
Oh, I know you. There's places for you. You're so deep while you're guiding.
That's true.
All right. We are down to the final four. Ooh. We got the Sixth Sense Provoke versus the Spro McStick.
I'm going McStick.
I think Ty's going to ride the... This is the Spro to the end.
I don't know.
All right. Kobe?
I'm also going McStick. I just don't have a ton of experience with that Provoke. It sounds like I need to get some in my tackle box, though.
But, I think it's one for sure. Yeah.
That McStick's legit.
Yeah, my vote doesn't count, but I mean, I'm going Provoke just because recently it's the jerkbait I've had more success with.
Well, then again, we are fishing for Cheeto eaters. So
yes, that's true. It's probably because I tie it. Yeah. I have it on my deck more, but it's like Provoke in 110 now. And then once water gets warmer, re-range gets included.
The Provoke definitely seems to have like a little bit of a wider body up front. So it kind of almost has like a bigger presentation, if you will.
Wider body, as it like
from width standpoint, not
tall. Yeah. Okay.
Like that. Yeah. It's got like almost like a ball, and
it's rounded.
Rounded out in the middle. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So I think it creates a little bit more like subtle roll when you pause it, like after that twitch on the slack line. Huh. I think it kind of shimmies in place a little bit better.
Clint saying here it hits harder and water displacement is much more aggressive. Intriguing. I'll have to look for that underwater footage that Clint said is in existence. I haven't seen that. But I would agree with him though. It's definitely a little bit more violent. All right. This is gonna be an interesting one. We got the Mega Bass Vision 110 versus the Berkeley Stunna.
I don't know if I can decide here. I feel like the Stunna I've thrown a lot more recently, like over the last couple of years, because so many people were throwing the 110. It just helped me to feel like I wasn't doing everything that everyone was doing. Like today I went fishing. I had two jerk baits tied up and they were the 110 and the Stunna. So to me, like these are
staples.
Just straight staples. This is hard. I mean, the 110 is probably the best jerkbait that there's just ever been. I mean, it's like this, like I said, it's like the Cinco. It's like there's nothing that beats the amount of fish that's been caught on it. But I think I might go with the
Well, so while you're deciding, there's actually a comment from Clinton here saying one won a classic and one did not.
Ooh.
Actually.
Yeah, didn't.
Wait.
Yeah.
Hank Cherry won a classic on both of them.
Yeah, I was going to say.
He won on both of them. He caught he won Gunnersville on the Vision 110 and then won Ray Roberts on the Stunna. But it's also gray area because he was caught him flipping bushes too. But he was throwing the Stunna jerkbait wise. He caught it actually a 10-pounder on Ray Roberts in practice on the Stunna.
Hmm.
I don't know if that helps your decision, Ty.
I don't. I'm struggling.
I'm glad I'm not in this because I have no idea what to pick.
The thing that I do know about the Stunna, the 112 plus one like this, it actually dives about the same depth as the 110, just the regular. Like, if you notice, the Vision 110 actually has quite a bit more drag when you pop it than this, the Berkeley Stunna, the 112 plus one. This one comes through cover really, really well, wood and whatnot. So I don't, I'm struggling here. Like,
should we come back to you?
Sure. I could hear what people have to say.
What'd you got, Kobe?
I'm riding the 110. There's a reason that everybody has designed a bait that looks like a 110.
Yeah. Good. Yep. What you got, Andy?
Ooh. That's tough. Because I think my box has equal of both, to be honest. I think for smallmouth, I want a 110, and for largemouth, I want the Stunna, I feel like. So what do I do more smallmouth fish? I'm going 110.
Nice. That means that doesn't
okay,
matter.
Okay, we got to ask now, like, why? Why the two different ones for two different species?
Sometimes I feel like a smallmouth will be more aggressive when the water is colder, and I can fish the Vision 110 a little bit faster, as to where the Stunna, the best part of it is the fact that it slowly sinks. And when the water's cold, the largemouth is a little bit more lethargic. So I feel like you can kind of slowly drop it into their feeding zone and get them to bite and react a little bit better than holding a 110 up over their head without modifying the bait all too much.
I got you. All right. Yeah. Ty, have you made up your mind yet?
Well, the good thing is it doesn't matter because Vision 110 is doesn't. I think I probably would have gone with the 110. I don't know though. They're hard, so it's just. I think if I was trying to think if I could only have one jerk bait for the rest of my life and I had to decide between these two, I think I'd go with the 110. So,
yeah. One good thing to consider is: are we talking straight stock?
That's a good question. Yeah. Are you taking Fusion 19s over Mega Bass stock hooks?
You know, to be honest, though, the way I fish a 110, I don't mind the stock hooks on a 110 until you have to pull them out of a fish's mouth.
Until you have to reel them in?
Yeah. Well, you just loosen the drag a little bit. Like, I've honestly never had too many issues with the stock hooks until I touch them with pliers. Like, hooking fish is no problem, and hooking yourself is even easier with them. But,
you get one caught in the carpet and it's over.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's ruined.
Yeah. Or your finger.
Or your finger. Yeah. Or your shirt or your hoodie or bibs. Whatever's nearby.
You're guaranteed to get over the boat and you'll be bleeding.
Yes.
Yeah, that's that actually does make it interesting. That was something I was going to ask all you guys too, is what you do hooks-wise. I the thing about the Berkeley Stunna, I love the Fusion 19s. I don't love that they put the little EWG-style ones on there because I do typically like a round bin. And the round bin of the same size hook on a Fusion, like if I got a Fusion, I think these are number 6 of the EWG size, and the number 6 round bin is a little bit bigger, a little bit more weight, so it even makes that bait fall faster. So
what do you run on your 110s?
So I actually put a lot of number 6 Fusion 19s on them, because it actually turns this bait into it has about the exact same sink rate as the Stunna. So like if you look at that, that's a number 6 round bin Fusion 19. So I like them. They're good hooks. What I've noticed about Fusion 19s is they're extremely sharp, but they're a brittle hook. So they don't really bend much. They'll break before they bend. You know, like if you have the regular 110 hooks on there, they'll bend out completely. I mean, you can straighten those out. The 19, they'll break before that.
Clint knows what's up.
Yeah. A little sneaky, sneaky.
Yep. BKKs are solid. BKKs are solid. Yeah.
I know, I've been in that zone now where when I'll buy Vision 110s, even some other ones as well, playing with the weighting, of course, but I'm going straight to Ichikawa's on those things now. That are some G-Finesse. Like, G-Finesse is a pretty good, too.
S36s are decent. The Zowire SD36s,
Those are nasty.
Nasty jerkbait hooks as well.
Mm. Well, they last too. That's the thing. Yeah. Like to Ty's point, I love Fusion 19s as well. My only qualm with Fusion 19s is that they can dull pretty fast.
Yep.
That's the only thing I got against them. Well, you got some that'll last like 40 to 60 fish, and then you got one that'll dull out in like three. But it'll be like driven through the forehead of it. So it's
give and take.
I feel like there's so many good replacement troubles now, though. It's like all of it is now is just waiting. It's really it. But
now, do you guys like the super slick coated hooks for troubles, or do you like the original like black nickel? Because I find, and this is like a personal thing that I've noticed with the super slick coats, when you hit them with pliers, they brittle and break a lot quicker. They don't dull, but they'll snap.
Yeah. Yeah. Particularly on the G finesses. I snap G finesses like no other. The Ichikawas, I don't tend to snap as much as the G finesses. I guess the biggest thing that I've learned, and like coated hooks across the board, is they tend to stay sharper until they're not, and then they're done. Mm-hmm. You can't resharpen them. Where like a black nickel, you can get sharp again. If I mean, most guys are just going to replace the treble, but if you did want to just a quick sharpen, you can actually resharpen a black nickel. You can't with a coated.
Mm.
That's a great point.
A little tidbit here too from Clint. Anyone hit the gills of their jerk baits with a little red paint? I haven't done.
We have a video with Randy Blockett on this.
Oh boy. Oh boy. No, it actually is a good. I actually know exact video you're talking about. So it's one that I've talked about with a good buddy of mine, Benjamin Nowak, who has steered me down the route of putting chartreuse right on the nose or right by the front treble of the jerk baits, but also led me down to like when I throw mag drafts, call shads, some of your soft swim baits, even like on A-rigs, putting chartreuse like right on the nose, like the underbelly of swim baits too. Gives them something different to key in on. Whether it works or not, it feels like it does, and then you're like, yeah, this is a difference maker, but probably doesn't matter.
Yeah, I just buy baits with orange bellies, chartreuse, like tail tips or near the eyes, or like big black beady eyes on them. Like I want something that they can focus on if they're feeding up or coming from the side. Like I don't modify them too much besides hooks, but there's a good reason to, obviously.
The jerkbait is so much flash on the jerk. Like I was just going through underwaters before I hopped on this, and like that's one thing that I noticed is the tail flash on a jerkbait is insane.
You think that's probably the more important part of a jerkbait, is like the color contrast from the body on the side to the top for that flash and the wobble?
I think it could be. Yeah, I mean, there's a ton of different factors that go into it. Again, going through all these underwater, sound is huge. I think I would lean more towards a silent jerkbait like every single day of the week. And I think a lot of pros that I've gotten in the boat with would say the exact same thing. Because some of these are just so loud. Like it's like deafening if I have the volume on.
Yeah, it definitely seems to be that way, especially like now when you're combining forward where you can get it to come right over top of them. You'd rather have them not know it's even there.
You don't need to call a fish, like just throw it on them. You don't need to call a fish to your bait. Just put it in front of their face.
Yep. All right. Well, we got our last one, and we'll wrap this episode up. We got our championship round. The fifth seed versus the third seed. We got the Spro McStick versus the Vision 110.
Hmm.
We'll shake things up for the championship round. We'll go Andy down to Ty.
I gotta go 110. The McStick is good though. Like it's a very good slept on jerkbait that seems to have been forgotten by a lot of people, but it catches them.
It's funny when you go look on guys' boats, like, I don't know, I'm not, I guess, like a DC, I know for sure, like, those guys that are, like, jerkbait aficionados, they got, like, seven different brands, because they have realized, like a Walters as well is a big one. I feel like there's this whole emergence of a crowd of jerkbait anglers now with forward facing, but they have, like, these different brands that they can tell, like, certain situations they'll pick up.
a certain other brand.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely interesting.
I was in the boat with Connell a couple days ago, and he just had a pile of every single brand.
It's pretty sick though, honestly. Yeah. All right, Kobe, what you got?
Yeah, I have to go with a 110 as well.
Did we all think this all like going into this that this was going to be Vision 110 and whoever was going to be in second?
Yeah. The semifinal seemed like it was a closer decision.
Yeah. I would have gone 110 with this one as well. I think to me, the 110 versus the Berkeley in my mind was bigger. I love this mixed stick. It is great, but I'm going 110 over it.
Right. Yep.
Well, I don't think anybody's surprised that Division 110 won that one, but
it's basically the greatest jerkbait of all time at this point. So
yeah, and people are still buying the living hell out of them for $25, which is why it's nice kind of throwing the junior plus one, because it's $20. You know, you're saving a few bucks when you buy a few more. But yeah, I mean, they're just proven, man. They really are. I think the only downside I would say is just I'm not a big fan of the stock hooks very much, but I also wrench on my fish. So that could be a big factor why. Well, boys, appreciate the time and coming out here and dropping some knowledge. You know, we're live at the Wired to Fish HQ right now. Can't say we've any other shows been able to do that before. But for real, thank you guys, the media juggernauts of fishing, coming in to weigh in on some jerkbaits. But yeah, everything that we mentioned in the bracket for folks, if you're looking to try any or you want to pick some up, they're down. Links to Omnia Fishing. You guys can go scoop them up. But any of them on here that you guys are going to try more or scoop that you haven't prior to this show?
I need to get my hands on Provoke, it sounds like.
I think so, too.
I definitely want to try the big duo.
That's the deal.
The bigger duo?
Yeah, the big duo.
The 130.
So yeah. Where does that stand in comparison to the Katana? Holy moly.
I mean, a Kanata's huge.
Yeah, the thing is so big.
So 130 is like the, was it the Smithwick Pro Elite Rogue, right? The big one, I think it is. So it's super, is it the Pro 6? I can't remember the name of it, but they have a big one too.
Yeah, this one, like,
you have a big one.
We have done a ton of walleye fishing jerk baits. Like, if you can get a big clearwater walleye to eat one of these, like, it'll catch a bass. It's kind of what I've found.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Well, boys, appreciate you guys taking time out of your night and jumping on the show. Kobe, we'll have to actually get you on a show, not just a jerkbait bracket, and dive into some more things.
Yeah, I'd love to.
On the media side. But Ty, appreciate you jumping on this. Hope you feel better.
Yeah. Hopefully too.
Did you give it to the kids or did they give it to you?
They gave it to me. Yeah, we finally took my one son in because he had a fever for like 7 days, and so it was strep throat, turned into scarlet fever with a double ear infection and all kinds of stuff. Man. So I'm trying to.
It's going around.
It's bad.
Sounds like my house right now. Like, we've had everything.
Andy's,
go through.
Hey, Andy's house is like
daycare.
It needs to be like hazmat suit when you go to his house, because it's not even like the normal flu or cold. It's like, yeah, my daughter's got this West Nile crocodile virus or something. And it's like, Deke and I were like, what? Because I don't know, we're all sick again. And it's like every week there's a new sickness.
She's on her, what, sixth or seventh ear infection in 3 months. She's had strep. The other one had strep. They both had like really bad colds and sinuses. Like, it's just unreal. Yeah. Like, since January.
These kids.
Yeah, kids.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Can't wait. I swear they just lick the floor everywhere they go. It's like, how are you getting this?
Hey, it's that scene out of Super Troopers where you just look in the back window.
It's pretty much. Pretty much.
Well, boys, for you, Ty, anything coming up that people need to know on Bass Fishing HQ?
I guess a little teaser. I don't usually do a lot, but I I got a video coming out in a couple of days. I just shot you a message about it earlier today, but I'm testing out like I think 7 of the 6-inch swim baits that all of us, you know, kind of know about, like the Mag Draft and Zaldangerous's new one, or the Dangerous swim bait. So there's a number of them there, and I did a lot of underwaters like you were talking about. Luckily for me, it was just dipping my hands in mostly, but I did some interesting results to see how these all kind of compared, since there seems to be some scuttlebutt on the internet about it. So
the internet is nothing but scuttlebutt.
That's true.
Next person, that's it. Shenanigans is getting pistol whipped. Shenanigans. Hey, Farva, where's that? Yeah. Sorry, I could quote those forever. Kobe, what about you, man? Any trips coming up for Wired?
We're always on the road. I'm heading out Sunday for the Classic. Be down there for like 8 days. And then, I don't know, we're all over the place. So it's been a busy start to the year. But wouldn't want it any other way. We got some pretty darn warm weather. It was like 60 degrees here in Minnesota today. So, yeah, we're going to have open water soon, which I'm excited about. Unfortunately, we can't catch a bass until the middle of May, but they'll probably be out deep by then.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Yeah, that is brutal.
That sucks, man.
Hopefully next year. It sounds like it might pass.
Oh, that's big.
Yeah.
That'll be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you guys had like the worst ice season in years, right?
Brutal. Really bad. Yeah. Like on record, worst ever.
Wow.
So yeah, we'll be out early, but I'm gonna have to go get my money to Wisconsin and Iowa.
Oh, at least Iowa's got some pretty good fishing, nonetheless.
It's decent.
Yeah.
It's decent. Sorry. Yeah. You poked a hole in most of them, but
yeah. I still won't forget that day I still tease Kyle Jesse about all that. That was a good time. Well, dudes, appreciate it, and that we're definitely going to get you guys back on for more of these bracket deals.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Appreciate time, boys.
Yeah. Thanks, you guys.
Appreciate it. See you.
Always a good time with Ty. First time getting Kobe on the show, and man, Kobe's probably one of the hardest working guys I think in the industry that just completely kind of gets overlooked, obviously, because he's not like a big presence on social media. He's not like one of the PR people you see that are vocal, you know, throughout certain brands or anything like that. He does a little bit of the filming in regards to like in front of the camera for Wired to Fish, but he's like the guy that's getting after it social media wise, doing a lot of the filming. You know, he's literally doing underwaters in March in Minnesota. Like that takes some dedication. Yeah, just one of the best we got in the industry, and their whole team, honestly. Nick Dumke over there, Kyle Peterson. That's how I met one of good friends of mine that's at TH Marine now, Mitch Anderson. He came from Wired to Fish. They build a team of grinders over there, man. They got a whole group of them. I know like Sam Hange, he's writing for him now too on the digital side. They do good work. So kudos to, you know, Todd Hamill, Jason Seelock, Ryan DeShane over there. And of course, Ty Berger, man, he's obviously a frequent now on the show. He's a good pal, been fishing with him and stuff. And he just, super good and polished with his content. That's the reason why they're two of the biggest, and it didn't even click till I texted Kobe right before the show to see if he was free by chance. But like that's two of the big juggernauts that we had on that for a bracket. That's pretty awesome. But Andy, man, that was a really good show. It was good to get Hamner on, check in with him before the Classic. I'm looking forward to seeing him Classic Day in the boatyard, things like that, and seeing all the boys next week. But looking forward to watching some of our buddies on Red Crest and seeing how those guys do. I think DC is going to be pretty damn hard to beat. You know, it's probably going to be a forward-facing event, pre-spawn. I think he's going to be one. He's got to be easily the favorite. If like from a percentage-wise for votes, I'm going to match. It's got to be like a DC. Maybe a Jesse Wiggins would be up there too. Yeah. Obviously, Wheeler's always in it regardless of where they go. It's gonna be a fun event to watch. Looking forward to that. Trying to think, should we try to do some morning watch parties for Red Crest? I don't know if we're allowed to stream it. We can ask them about that, but maybe do some coffee streams with the folks for Red Crest. If that's something you guys will tune into, let us know.
Yeah,
I'll say too as well, if you guys are on Discord, we now have a Serious Angler podcast network Discord where We'll talk. It's kind of like the whole Instagram, what do you call it? The channel, if you will, but except you guys can actually converse with us. So it's a more community based feel, and we'll put out like a bunch of deals that you can get, you know, for Omnia or all the different partners we work with. There's things that we see in the industry that you can take advantage of. I think I dropped a link to that down below. If not, just reach out and we can show you guys the Discord link. But thinking about doing some different stuff with that on the Discord side, just from a streaming thing, something behind the scenes, like if Andy and I are fishing, maybe go live on Discord so we can converse while Andy and I are bullshitting out in the water. But Andy, anything else for the folks before we wrap this thing up?
No, I think we're good to set it there.
Cool. Well, folks, if you guys want to try any of the baits we talked about with Hamner or in that bracket, it's all linked down below. You guys can go click on the links to Omnia, use the code SERIES10, save 10%. And as well as remember, of course, the new discount to Hobie Eyewear. It's now that link that's down in our show notes, as well as if you're on social, you just click the link in our bio and you can save 20% off your Hobie Eyewear shades. Got some new ones in actually from them. We'll show you guys on social. And then last but not least, if you're looking for anything, you know, for the spring, you know, things are getting warm fast. Blackfish dropped the new sun pants as well as the new colors for sun hoodies, sun shirts. So make sure you guys take advantage of those. Holler at us anytime you guys need links or anything like that. And we appreciate y'all. We'll see you on the next one. Well, that was an awesome show. Hope you guys enjoyed it. If you can and your app allows it, please leave us a rating and review. It really helps us get seen more, which allows us to access more time and more variables to be able to bring to the show to make it better for you guys. So hope you enjoyed it. And if you did and you like some of the things we talked about in this episode and want to check out our show partners, all of that is in every single show description. You can click down there. It's got all of our discount codes, all of our links to our show partners, where you guys can go and support the people that support this show and help us make this show happen. And of course, this show does not happen without you guys. You guys know we appreciate you. You're the Searsanger fam. You're the reason we're here. Appreciate y'all, and we'll see y'all on the next one.